Lord Dunsfold's naturally florid complexion had assumed an even more crimson hue.
"I said so to Filey, but he says it is all in order and cannot be faulted."
"For goodness sake, my lord, just tell me what the will contained."
"He left it all to her,"
he declared angrily, pointing at Isabel.
"All of it to my sister?"
His wife blinked incredulously.
"But I am the elder."
"In such cases as this, Lady Dunsfold, where there is no title or entailments, the disposition of the estate is entirely up to the testator, so Filey informs us," explained Mr. Symington, shaking his head. "And it is not everything, exactly."
"You call the property in Leicestershire worth having, and a portion of the investments in funds, when this,"
Dunsfold threw his arm out expansively,
"comes to Isabel? Jolly good thing it does, I say."
The amused gentleman smiled at Isabel, whom everyone else was talking about but not to, and then looked challengingly at Dunsfold.
"Cornelia is taken care of, established. Isabel has spent her life here and cared for Uncle George in his ailing years. This gives her security, and dash it, she deserves it too."
"You are a fool, Charles, so I will not deign to respond."